For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. This week, we're presenting a series of interviews with the candidates running to become Michigan's next governor. There are six people vying for the state's highest office on November 6th. I spoke with Libertarian Party candidate Bill Gelino and asked him what he thinks is the most pressing issue facing Michigan today.
I really think it comes down to lack of cooperation. You know, when I look at the two larger, older parties and the way they've sort of demonized each other, it really transcends down into all of the whole range of issues. If we can just get people to sit down at the table and talk to one another, we could probably hammer out some of these issues.
One very specific problem we do have in Michigan is water quality. PFAS, lead, and copper in the water in some areas are affecting the quality of our drinking water, the safety. What do you plan to do as governor to make sure that our drinking water is safe?
My approach to how we would enforce and require corporations that are handling toxic substances and how we would address that, the most important of which is using an existing tax that's out there called the Industrial Facilities Tax, and we would apply that broadly to any company that would be handling these toxic substances. That really only generates the money to deal with the existing sites that we have, to deal with companies that are already out of business. As far as companies that are in operation, I want to make sure that they carry sufficient insurance so that if there's a problem, they can't walk away from it.
I'd like to ask you about education now. The state has a goal of becoming a top 10 education state, but right now we rank in the bottom 10 in terms of our reading and math scores. More than half of our third graders don't read proficiently at their grade level. What might you do as governor to reverse that trend?
Well, I'm opposed to Common Core and the testing regimen, which I think is really gives an incorrect assessment of what the situation is. And using averages is no way to treat an individual child. What I think we need to look at is the fact that in some school districts we're doing very, very well, and in others we're struggling. And I think it comes down to figuring out how to allocate resources. One of my big criticisms has been very large school districts in which children and parents are very often lost. Michigan has right now upwards of 460 or 470 school districts, including K through 8s and some other odd things. And Governor Snyder has actually advocated consolidation as a solution. And most people in the state don't know, but in 1920, we had 7,000 school districts. And parents were much more in charge. They were much smaller. There was a lot more sensitivity to individual issues. And I think we need to move in a direction where, rather than having these enormous school districts like Detroit Public Schools, Grand Rapids, and others, that we give parents much more opportunity for them to impact their individual children's lives. And that's really where the problem exists in my mind.
What's your vision for health care in Michigan?
I do support Governor Snyder's decision to expand the Medicaid coverage, but we also know that the actual cost of Medicaid is expanding exponentially, and it's going to become untenable. We proffered one pilot program to try to address long-term dependency in the welfare system, and we offered some incentives for young girls to contract with the approval of their parent or guardian to voluntarily enter a program to delay having children. And it created quite a firestorm. And I stand by that program. I still think it would be a wonderful opportunity for people to lift themselves out of poverty. Some other people might advocate doing something different. We know social science teaches us that the age that a woman has her first child is the strongest indicator as to whether or not she's going to be into welfare for a longer period of time. And so we thought that a voluntary program that would give her an opportunity to delay the having of that first child, to perhaps become more mature, to have the opportunity to go to college, and to really set your course in life.
Bill Gelino is the Libertarian Party candidate for Michigan governor. Mr. Gelino, thanks so much for your time.
Glad I could be here. Thank you.
In East Lansing, for WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.